like your cabbage and lettuce. Some people like the seeds.
Okay, so let's start. Let's jump into it. To the extent you can jump into a patch of Pul HaMitzri. Let's jump into this. Tanei, we learned in a Brisa. Okay? Sheish Midos Amar Chachamim bePul HaMitzri. There are six rules with regard to a Pul HaMitzri. One of the translations that Art School had before was Kalpi. So if you guys know what a Kalpi is.
Yeah, we discussed it last night.
Okay.
We were supposed to bring him for show and tell.
Yeah.
I got a friend of the request.
We'll have to do it. We'll have to have a show and tell day. Maybe for the Siam, for Kliam, somebody can show up with, and we'll have like Arbis, like Pul HaMitzri. Yeah. So here's rule number one. Zeroy lezera misaser lishe ovar. If you plant it for the purposes of growing other seeds, Pul HaMitzri seeds, it has a din of Mishiyah Sharesh, when it takes root. Like Rav Shimon Shazuri said in the Mishnah, Zeroy leyerek misaser laba. If you are planting it for the purpose of growing the greens, so it's a regular vegetable, we know vegetables are b'shas likitasai isurai, goes after, right? So there, the miser goes after when you, the coming year, when you will pick it. Okay? Assuming you're talking after Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. So we have two rules, okay? Tesvav amir alef on the top. Third rule. Zeroye lezera v'yerek. Let's say you planted it for both purposes. Or initially you planted it for the seed, and then you changed your mind, and you were nimlach, and you said, okay, I'm going to plant it for the greens. So what happens then? In that case, you can tithe, you can take miser from the seed. Right? Whatever the seeds are, could be mo'usr on the yerek and vice versa. Yerek al zarei. Okay? Well, and what's the reason for that? Because since the in this case, the usage of the seed is primary, okay? So the greens are subject to the same law as the seed. But there is a condition, right? And here it is. Here's the exemption to that rule, or the condition to that rule. Mishehevi shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The only time we say that it all becomes
mixed,
and you can do one from the other, is, and it's before Rosh Hashanah, right? Because it's before Mishehevi shlish, right? Is kishehevi shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. When the greens are hevi shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, so what is it saying? It's saying, yeah, that it's edible. That it's hevi shlish. I don't know if it's edible. There's a separate discussion about that. Okay, I mean, actually, it's right there. I think, right in that footnote, right? Does it talk about that?
Is that the equivalent when we cook food? The Shabbos, it has to be.
Yeah, but that's a different getter. Totally different getter. Yeah, I wish I could. Do you guys remember? Did anybody see that footnote? There was a footnote that's bringing up Shapsi's point.
Number 2, 15A.
15A, number 2?
Yeah.
Doesn't talk about being edible.
It says it's edible.
It doesn't talk about edible. Yeah.
No,
there's another discussion.
It has to do with if you replant it, will it continue growing or will it just?
No, that we had before. That we had that drush in yesterday's stuff. Yeah.
That's what he's saying here.
Yeah, I don't know. I do not want to make any assumptions. But the point was like this. So it was like one of these things, not so fast, okay? We said you could be miser from the seeds on the greens, from the greens on the seeds. That's remember what we're talking about. We're talking about where you started out either with a joint intent that you planted it for both, or you planted it primarily for the seeds and you changed your mind, okay? So the only time that it's interchangeable is when it was Hevi Shlish before Rosh Hashanah. So it's the same year, because it's the same time, same Einus Maestris as the Zera.
Because it's before it's a third, it doesn't have the shame of the green. It's not green as yet.
Yeah, but it's not because it's green. It's because Zera has Mishiyishrash, Mishiyashrish, right? And the greens are Likutai, which is one. Well, actually, it's not true, right? Actually, it's not true what I just said, right? Likuta is not the same as one-third.
No.
No, it's not.
No, it's an end.
Right.
It would be after Rosh Hashanah.
Something happens at one-third. What is that?
What happens is that if you pull it out of the ground and you replant it, either it will grow or it will not grow.
Right, that was the last
one. Before it won't grow.
The Bryce, I'm quoting this, and I do have something up my sleeve that I'm withholding, and I don't want to get involved in it.
Sleeves.
But if we do this quick enough, which we should, you'll see. According to the Rambam, it's going to make a lot more sense. The whole thing's going to make sense. It doesn't make so much sense according to the way that we're learning now, which is, I think, the Maral Folder mostly. Okay, so he just says here, footnote 2. Third sentence. The Brisa teaches here that when a crop of Egyptian bean is originally intended for its seed and has in fact reached the critical one-third stage before Rosh Hashanah, all of its parts are tithed according to the previous year, just like the seed, even though the original intent included the use of greens as well. Okay? Okay, that's the way the rule works. That's
one
the way.
Case that he doesn't mention. That if
we're not there yet. Remember, we've got six rules. We got six rules. We'll get there.
Okay. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean, but...
So how do you know?
Because you have... Give the Gemara a chance to do it, and if it's still not mentioned, then you'll ask... Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Reb David, hold the thought. You know, remember? Okay. So, that's Keshehevi Shlish, one that goes on the other. Okay? Avalim Hevi Shlish, La'achar Rosh Hashanah, let's say it's afterwards. No... Zaray misasa l'sha avar, v'yarka misasa misasa kedasi surai. So all bets are off. They're not interchangeable. The zera goes misha avar before Rosh Hashanah because it was nishrash, and the yarek goes after Rosh Hashanah when it's picked.
Right, so it's funny because the second rule is if it's l'shem yarek, it goes achar.
Because the whole thing was a shame, Yerek. Here, there's a mixed intent. That's the point. That's what's going on.
Or if he changed his mind.
It's still mixed. If he changes his mind, right?
Right.
And it was maybe Shlish. If he changes his mind,
right,
and it's maybe Shlish before Rosh Hashanah, then it's a two-part thing.
So
if he changes his mind, and if it's also Rosh, after Rosh Hashanah...
Rule? Why can't we say that on the second
because
rule?
He never changed his mind in the second rule.
But it's L'shem Yerek, we say it goes after Lakita.
He, oh, right.
That's because L'shem Yerek
goes after
Lakita. It started and it...
You're changing your mind.
One second, Dov. First rule, if it's Lazera, never changes his mind,
right.
Beginning to end.
Yes.
Second rule, Yerek never changes his mind, beginning to end.
It goes to the end.
Third rule...
It goes to the fourth rule.
Third rule, one second. Third rule, if it's Yerek and Zera together, or if it was Yerek and if it was Zera and he changes his mind to Yerek, okay?
So it should be Lakita.
We're going to be Lakita.
That's what
he says. If he changes his mind before it's Hevi Shlish. Then it's interchangeable, and it's the first.
But if he be shlish, it goes
Lakita. Lakita. Lakita.
No,
Lakita.
Goes Lakita.
If it's Hevi Shlish, when he changes his mind, the Yerek is Lakita, the Zera is Keshe Hishrish. Bishop lock up me manu lipne Rosh Hashanah. Here is a rule to the rule. This reminds me of the bar exam. They used to have the bar brie, and it was an outline. You know, you have the outline. There was a rule, and then an exception, and an exception to the exception. Okay, so here's the exception to the exception. Kishalokat mimenu lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If you were collected the zera, not the greens, but the zera before Rosh Hashanah, right? Avel lemlokat mimenu la'achar Rosh Hashanah bein zari bein yarkim esaser labal. Okay, and the bottom line of this rule is, at least the way we're learning it now, the bottom line for this rule is that the ikur of always, the ikur is always going to be liyerek. It's always going to be liyerek. If you're doing zera, you're going away from the stam das b'nei adam. So there, if you want to convert it from zera to yerek, we're going to make it easy for you to convert. Not hard. You don't have to do much. You just have to have it in your mind, and you have to do it in time, right? So that there was some zera there before Rosh Hashanah that was collected. And there you have a twofold thing, a zera and a yerek thing, which, depending on what you do with the yerek, if it's hevi shlish, you could either be bizas or one from the other or not, or else it's too late. Okay? But what did Shapsi and Reb Dov, you both pointed out the same thing. Remember, it's tricky because Yerek is Lakita, but it's not Basar Shlish. Right. So we're bringing in this Shlish thing, and it's also almost a mysterious thing. Like, what does Hevi Shlish have to do with this whole thing? Zera is Achar Hashrasha, okay? Yerek is Basar Lakita. Where does the Hevi Shlish come in? It's like bringing in a third criteria for something that's totally on the other two. That's the way the rule works.
Like,
okay.
Compromise.
Okay. Well, we'll see. According to the Rambam, it's going to make a lot more sense. Okay. Now we're going to get to the end of the third rule, or a rule 3A or rule 4, no matter what. Depending on how you learn it, Zoroy Lazera Vachishav Alala Yerek. This seems to be a repetition of the first. Boyim Machshava, then you go up Basar Yer Machshava. That's how we started, right? We started either that you planted it for both or that you planted it for Zera and Yerek. The Machshava counts.
It's kind of
repetitive. Take a look at the footnote. I'm on 15b. Footnote 1 in the bracket, second paragraph. Alternatively, this sentence is teaching a new law. This is not part of Rule 3. This is Rule 3A. Regarding a case where the owner's original intent was proceeded, he later changed his mind and decided to use only the greens. The Hersa Maisa. Before we were learning, he changed his mind to use for both, and the question is be miser one-on-one, and it depended when it was, and all this other stuff, right? Which was nigger after which. No! There's another rule completely. If he's Zorei Lazera, and then he changes his mind to Yerek, like we said, the norm is always Yerek. If he changes his mind, he needs to do nothing. It automatically goes back to Yerek. That's Rule 3A. Okay? Here's a fourth rule. Zoroyal is Yerek, Vachishava love Lazera. Let's say this is the other way around. He started out the norm. He started out with Yerek and he says, maybe I want some of this to be seeds. Then how does that work? We're going to make it very hard for him to change because he's going away from he's not going towards the norm, he's going away from the norm. So there, lo olam ein machshevas zera chal alav. It's not going to be chal elim kemanu mimenu shalai shmur b'yais. Only unless he actually takes an action, or an obvious inaction by not watering it three times. There's three usual times for watering it, right? If he doesn't water it three times, it's obvious he doesn't want it for yerek, and it goes back to zera. And again, here's a condition. with the stipulation, kishahevi shlish lefei Rosh Hashanah, even, right, if he withholds, and even if he withholds the watering, only if we withhold it before reaching the maturity before Rosh Hashanah. Avol hevi shlish la'achar Rosh Hashanah, if he withholds the watering after it was hevi shlish, no, afilamonim menasholash mormis, doesn't matter. It's still going to be for Yerek. He waited too long to change the status. Okay? Zeroi lezera. Fifth rule. If he plants it for Zera, not for Yerek. Va'asa kule katsas and gomorim fein Rosh Hashanah. And they all grew fully. It's not just a shlish. The plant, the pul hamitzri, grew fully before Rosh Hashanah. So then what do you do there? Zaroi mesaser l'sha'avar. So the zera is mesaser to the year before. Basuash rasha and yarkai mesaser b'shas l'kitasa isurai. And the yarek is going to be mesaser to shas l'kitasa isurai. Not to automatically after Rosh Hashanah. Because it fully grew, and because it was possible to have picked it before Rosh Hashanah, if the person actually did pick it before Rosh Hashanah.
So, Hashem Yerek or Hashem Zerek?
It doesn't matter why. He took an action, picked it, so the Yerek is going to be Misaser ala Zera before Rosh Hashanah, because it was fully grown before Rosh Hashanah. Okay?
Before,
here we do not say that greens acquire the same status as seeds. He says in footnote 7, because the seeds have already completed their growth, are thus regarded as separate product. Okay?
Yep.
So one is not misasar Allah ba, but obviously if he picks it before Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be misasar. If he picks it afterwards, it's going to be for afterwards. Even though remember, it was Zeroy Lazera, there was no intention here. But the plant kind of did its own intention there, did its own deal. Okay?
So the Mishnah says Zaro, it's Ansel Lushava. But there's no Zaro there. So how can you?
There is Zara. There, you mean because it all disintegrated.
Yeah. It all went into green.
Yeah.
Can you use the Gemar, the Gemar pre for Zara, or it's too late? You can't replant it already. It's too late.
Yeah.
So I guess if there's a little bit maybe seeds that didn't mature.
Are the seeds in pods?
Yeah.
Seeds are in pods.
Yeah.
So yeah.
While the vegetable grows, the pods dry.
I guess whatever seeds you find. This is like a fact question. I don't know, maybe there's seeds there. I assume there are seeds there, or else it wouldn't say this halacha. And the sixth halacha, we're turning the page to Zion Omen Aleph. We may as well finish the brisa. Okay? Miktsasai. Remember, we had the case, just the fifth rule was it all grew before Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So there.
All meaning it grew.
The whole thing, the pull, everything, the whole plant grew fully before Rosh Hashanah, wasn't just a shlish, and so the greens took their own identity, green identity.
But he never picked it until.
So if he didn't pick it until after Rosh Hashanah, it goes basli kitasai, right? If he picks it before Rosh Hashanah, it's basli kitasai again, right? So let's say it's partial, okay? And you're gonna love this because we just had this many times. Miktsasei asa katsasin gemurin or miktsasei loy asa. Let's say it wasn't uniform. It was pods, right? Some of them developed fully for Rosh Hashanah, and some of them did not. Okay.
And his machshava is not involved here at all.
Yeah, his machshava is not involved, or his machshava was lazera. Not sure what it doesn't say what his machshava is. I'm assuming his machshava is lazera, but I don't know for sure. Okay, hadahi. This is what the Braisa taught, and again, this is the, I think, the fourth time we're quoting this. So, Tzai regarding the Saichai, mix the whole thing together in the, at the, on the threshing floor, and Benimtza Ma'asim Mizari Al Yarkam Miyarka Al Zarai. And if you have an evenly distributed mix, you, by doing so, you have separated from its seed on its greens, from its greens on its seed. Okay?
Did we ever answer your question about the Chodesh and
okay, so I want to do a little Chazara, but we have to run through this quickly as it's going to be clear. I don't know if we could do it in 9 minutes, but we'll try. Okay, you hear it, Tzvi? This is all said according to the Mefarsh and the Marafolda that we were talking about Reb Shimon Shazuri. Reb Shimon Shazuri Shita said that a person that plants Pula Mitzri Lizera has the same status as Eires, Daichen, Pragid, all those things, and they go Bashar Ashrasha. That was not what the Tanakhama said. If you recall, the Tanakhama said only those things go Bashar Ashrasha. The Tanakhama was silent about Pula Mitzri. Okay? So therefore, says the Rambam, since the Tanakhama is the Tanakhama, is the Chachamim, the halacha is, like Reb Shimon Shazuri, no. Halacha is like a chachamim. That pol ha-mitzri, shizaroi lezera, is totally in heavy shlish, not in hashrasha. That is the halacha. And this brisa was written with that halacha in mind. It's not going according to Reb Shimon Shazuri. It's going according to chachamim. And let's see, quickly, whether you agree. I think some of these rules are gonna make a lot more sense. We don't have to learn them. I'll leave it up to you. But there's a text box, a variant box on 16A that goes through these. Okay? You wanna do the variant box? Let's just do the variant box quickly. Number one rule. If the crop is planted for seed alone and it reached one third, remember with the chachamim, so seed alone is shlish. If the plant was planted for seed alone and reached one third, all the produce is tithe according to the previous year. Number two, the crop was planted for greens alone, all the produce is tithe according to the year in which it was picked. Okay, push it, right? Number three, if one planted the crop for both its seeds and greens, or if he originally planted for seed and later decided to use it for greens, both parts of his intent are effective, so that the seed is tithed according to the one-third criteria and the greens are tithed according to when they are picked. Do you recall? We didn't understand well why, if you had the mixed intent, where one would be ashrasha and one would be lakita, what does one-third have to do with it? Says the Rambam, of course. We're talking about the Chachamim. If it's according to Zera, it has everything to do with one third. That's what we're talking about. Right? Beautiful, right? Pashit. And therefore, thus, and then he looks at the brackets, thus, if the produce reached one third maturity, was also picked before Rosh Hashanah, that's what the Braisa said, all of the produce is tied together according to the previous year. If the produce reached one third before Rosh Hashanah, but was picked afterwards, the seed is tied according to the previous year, while the greens are tied according to the coming year. And if the produce not even reach one third, all the produce is tithed according to the coming year. If you look back at the text, it's mamish in there. That whole thing is in there perfectly. Number four, if the crop was originally planted for seed alone, this is, remember that piece at the end of the third, which we didn't know was a 3A. This is the Rambam is counting it as a separate rule. If the crop is originally planted for seed alone and later the owner changed his mind and decided to use only greens, his new intent is effective. All the produce is therefore tithed according to the time of picking. Number five, that will be R number four. Okay, number five is going to be R number four, if you look back. And that has to do with the murbiyos, right, which the Rambam says is not waterings, but is gathering in. If one originally intended to use greens alone, but ultimately, before reaching one third, decided to use its seed also, his original intent remains infected unless he physically demonstrates by neglecting three regular collections, not waterings, but collections, that he now wishes to use a seed. If this is done, the seed portion of the crop is according to the year in which it reached the one-third stage. Okay? Again, one-third makes sense because we pass in like a chachamim, the sixth. Okay? And this is the Rambam. The Rambam combines our rule five and our rule six, where it reached full maturity before Rosh Hashanah. The whole thing, right, is mentioned above. A crop that was planted for the seed alone is tithed in its entirety according to one-third. An exception to this is where all the produce reaches full growth before Rosh Hashanah. Reb David, listen. Reb David? Yeah. Then the seeds are considered as if they are gone entirely and they no longer impact the tithing status of the greens. Did you say that?
Yeah, it makes sense.
You were mechaven to the Rambam. Okay? Therefore, the greens are tithed according to when they are picked. Zehu Rambam, that's how we paskins. Okay? So we're leaving it off at Tanner of Avudma.
Rambam lived in Egypt, so he probably saw Egyptian beans.
You would think, yeah, he knew what an Egyptian bean was. Okay.
Shkaya.
Yeah, is your additional, do you still have that question?
No,
okay.
Have.